last of the seven evil spirits that's listed. There's many more, of course, but the one that's listed in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. We have referred back again and again to this passage, these two verses, because it tells us a whole lot what's going on in this world. The last one that we're going to look at is the Jebusites. The Jebusites, that's the number 7 on the list in the order of Scripture. It's the order of Scripture. And verse 2 said, God said, don't do anything. Don't make covenants with them. Don't make pacts with them. Don't do any type of, you know, associations with them because they're evil. And we found that out to be true, and those spirits still function today. Jebusite means thresher. Think of threshing something. Stomping other people down. Put down. Humiliate others. That's what this spirit does. Feel small. Prevent from growing taller. Inherently in favor of destruction, inferior, making a person think they're nobodies, enforces social caste system. That's what the Jebusites are. We saw the Jebusites with Jesus when he was in the trial where he smacked by a Roman soldier and basically said, who do you think you are talking to the high priest like that? And you hear this people all the time. You hear people that are under the Jebusite spirit. No count, no good, humiliation. They feel small all the time. They can't grow, can't get any better. Even keeping people from being tall. I'm talking about physically, boy, you little nobody, stomp on other people, enforce social caste systems, militant, naturally minded. Person that's under the Jebusite spirit is naturally minded, unable to recognize the true depth of things of the spirit, things of God. They're enforcer. They enforce rules and regulations and make you obey and keep you under. That's what the spirit does. Never reach the potential God intended them to do in Christ. See, all the time you see this as people live their entire Christian life influenced by a Jebusite spirit. You hear them talk, hear them talk, hear them talk, hear them talk, hear them talk. That's what they say. Now, in Isaiah chapter 7 through 10, this is a reference now. We're not going to go and look at those entire passages. And this spirit is seen in a king, the king of Syria, Rezin, and the other king of Israel, Pekah. And what happened is that iniquity is tolerated and mercy without truth. And that's what's going on here. Pushed down while pulling themselves up. Read what actually happened here in Isaiah chapter 7 through 10. An actual account of a real situation where the spirit was in operation in that particular scenario. It's put you down, push me up. Put you down, push me up. Let me look better than you because I'm going to push you down and lift me up. You ever see that spirit in politics? Huh? John chapter 10 is our first scripture we're actually going to look at. Verse 27 through 30. John 10, 27 through 30. Here it is, Jesus speaking. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Discerning God's voice. Discerning God's voice. You have to discern God's voice or follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit as your shepherd. No matter who speaks or who's around you or what is being said, and the mixmaster of voices out there, you follow God's voice always. And in the series I'm doing in the ministry in the church on Sundays is doing exactly this. It's Favor in the Fall and 70 Weeks of Blessing, and it's already into the 40 weeks. It's just amazing. And we just have testimony after testimony. And I told them, get a journal, get a book, and write down what God has done. This way, you can go back and look at it. Don't put it on a little piece of paper, a sticky note. We know what happens there. It just disappears. But get a regular journal and write the week down and the date of the week and put down what God did for you. It's amazing. It is amazing what's coming in here. It's just incredible how God is supplying supernaturally favor and blessing. It just comes. I mean, it's just incredible. Incredible. Had a testimony on Sunday about exactly that. Lady's driving along with her husband down on Those That Know 64, that road in our area. You don't know it where you live, but you have a 64, believe me. It's a narrow two-lane road is what it is. And there's a long line of traffic, and somebody decides to pass this long line of traffic, and they're in a hurry, and they get out there, and they're coming directly at this individual. And her husband is a professional truck driver. Jamie will appreciate this. And he knows exactly what to do. He takes the car off the road, runs on the shoulder. The guy goes by. He moves the car back into the regular lane. Everybody else in the opposite lane stayed put. They saw it happening. They stayed put. And that guy just went on. And she said in testimony that I looked up and he looked up. See that perfect timing? That perfect timing. That's what goes in the book. And I told her, put it in the book. So here is, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Look at this. And I will give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Look at this right here. Verse 28, eternal life. Spirit gives eternal life. Verse 29, my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. And then verse 30, here it is. I want you to see this. I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. So it's a unity of the Spirit that we have to recognize. And then let's go down to verse 31. Look at this. Look at the reaction of this spirit after Jesus said these words. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. That's exactly what happens. The spirit wants to destroy you. keep you down. What do stones do? You get hit by stones, you're going to hit the ground. You're going to fall. You get hit by all those stones, it's going to knock you off your feet. So the Jews throw stones. That's what they're going to do. And want to knock him off his feet. That's that spirit of smallness. You can't do that. You can't do that. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't do that. Not you. Not you. You're going to be knocked down. They're militant about it. That's militant. Jews took up stones again to stone him. Anger-minded. Unable to recognize what the Lord was saying. Just as angry as can be. Put down. That's that spirit. When you hear the spirit of that puts you down and stomps on you and just humiliates people, make them feel small. And that's what you hear. You start living for the Lord and you start living a righteous life. Somebody out there is going to put you down. Somebody out there is going to say, you're a nobody. Somebody's going to say, what? You'll never, that's nonsense. You're going to hear that. So it's not new. And they want to stone him, verse 32. Jesus answered, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? See? So he says, I've been doing good. But here it is, 33. Here it really is. The Jews answered him saying, for a good work we stone thee not. We're not going to stone you. Not going to knock you off your feet for doing good stuff, for feeding the poor and healing people and going out there working in the charities. No. Raising money for children. No. Feeding the widows, getting clothes for the kids. No. Here's the reason, but for blasphemy and because that thou being a man maketh thyself God. Well, that's the reason. Jesus answered, verse 34, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods, small g. That's there. 35. And if he called them gods, small g, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Wow. Now, that's what this spirit does. It just tries to destroy everything about you. Let's go to John 17, Upper Room Discourse, right? Sure. Verse 21. Here's what Jesus said. He's actually praying the Lord's Prayer. This is the Lord's Prayer in John 17. Not our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's our prayer. Jesus says, you pray that. This is actually the Lord's Prayer in John 17. That they all may be one as thou. This is verse 21. Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. 22. And the glory which thou giveth me, I have given them. I want you to note this. That they may be one, even as we are one. See, God does not allow his glory to be taken. That's called stealing. Right? You take someone that doesn't belong to you, that's stealing. You know, someone takes your television set, that's stealing. It's your TV and they take it. Your car and they take it. So look at that. Apply this to this because all scripture is parallel. What's true in the heavens is true in the earth. What's true in the earth is true in the heavens. Right? Truth is always, no matter where you are. Now look at this. 22. And the glory which thou giveth me, Jesus is praying to the Father. I have given them that they may be one even as we are one. Glory is shared, never taken. the glory of God is shared, never taken, because taking it's stealing. Taking it is unlawful. Sharing it's not. I mean, Jesus gave the authority. He said, all power is given unto me. Jesus speaking about himself. And he says, I'm going to give it to you. He said, I've got it all, so I'm sharing it with you. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, here's where it says it's really interesting. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Wait a minute, what happened just now? He said that he gave it. Okay, hold on. Neither my praise to graven images. So what's he talking about here is unlawful worship. I'm not going to give my glory to a graven image. A graven image. The glory that's outside of the Lord will not be given to graven images. But a child of God, share it. A graven image, no. That's why the glory of God is inclusive. The glory of God will be shared with those that are in his kingdom. It will not be shared with those that are advancing the kingdom of the enemy. Look at this. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I give to another. What's the other? Neither my praise to graven images. And this spirit wants to push Christians down and children of God and pull themselves up. Push you down, pull up. I'm going to push you under. I'm better, greater, stronger, more powerful than you. I'm going to push you down, and I'm going to pull myself up. And the Lord said, no. You can't push me down, the Lord speaking, because I will not allow my glory to another. So no matter how you try to push me down, I'm still God. And that's what is going on today. That's what's going on today. Exactly what's going on. They hate the Lord. Hate him. Push him down. Let's go to John chapter 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Notice, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. 2. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And in verse 3, and this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That they may know him. They may know him. Eternal life, know the one. The one true God. Know the one. And this spirit hates it. The spirit wants to destroy, pull down, pull away, stomp on people that want to know God. And once you know God, they want to continue the onslaught. The onslaught. And they hate people that know the Lord. And this spirit just pulls down. And that's why when something happens to me, it just, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. Because I hear Christians all the time belittle themselves. I mean, all the time. They belittle themselves. And that's not of God, friend. That's not of the Lord. Belittling yourself? You're a child of living God. I don't know how many times I've said that on this program, especially during the study of the seven evil spirits. Just stop the belittling yourself. Stop doing it. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I can do it all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Like I tell you, some of the songs I don't sing. The songs that simply belittle. For such a worm as I'm not a worm. I'm redeemed. Who gave his life for such a worm as I have never been a worm. I've been a human being. I've been in creating the image of God. I have a soul. I have breath that God gives me. I'm not a worm. I may not be redeemed at one time, but I was never a worm. I was never a lowlife. See, sure, doing something wrong. Absolutely living the Ephesians 2 life. Absolutely. But it says, but God, who is rich in mercy. Yeah, that's the way I lived. But I'm no longer living that way. And I'm not going to sing a song about a worm. Because it's not me. It's just, you know, you can do what you wish, of course. It's your choice. And I teach my churches over the years, lift up your head, child of God, and stop allowing the devil to beat you to pieces. Your head down all the time. Lift up your head, for redemption draweth nigh. For I look to the mountains. You have to look up to see the mountains, don't you? You see the worms under your feet, but you see the mountains over your head. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, one with us in truth and justice and judgment. Hallelujah. Victory. Let's go to Psalm chapter 15, verse 1. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Oh, I love it. 2. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, that is not a worm. That is not worm mentality. I can abide in his tabernacle. I can dwell in his presence. I can walk uprightly. I can work righteousness, and I speak the truth in his heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Let's look at Romans 2:2. Romans 2:2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which commit such things. Oh, yeah, the judgment of God. Sure. And the spirit needs to be judged. It needs to be wiped out. And no Christian needs to have that incorrect thinking. And it goes right back to that. And it'll be renewed in the spirit of their mind. Stop the incorrect thinking. Stop the incorrect thinking. The Jebusite spirit works in the head. And it drops into the heart. And we actually begin to believe. We actually begin to believe. That we can't do anything. We'll never get any better. That's how these spirits work. They jump up and down and stomp out the children of God and the child of God. Just beat them down to nothing. Put them in depression. That's right. Just keep them there. Keep them on the downside of nowhere. Let them go into worm territory. No, 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 no. More on this spirit tomorrow.